You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day from Day Weather is here to take up the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the growing regions of the planet. Let's start with the snowstorm that's making its way into the Midwest at this point. Tell me about the track and what your forecast might be for our part of the world.
Well, yeah, that's the million-dollar question, is the track of this storm, because it's going to play a big role on who gets the heaviest snow and ice and who ends up just getting wet out of this storm. The latest trends is for the low to track maybe just a hair a little bit more west, so this is going to put Chicago under the gun a little bit more as it looks now for some snow, but certainly all of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Missouri, portions of Arkansas, Ohio, then across the eastern Great Lakes and all the Ohio Valley going to see a significant winter storm. Even though there will be some rain on the front side of the system, once the storm matures and pulls in Canadian air behind it, a turnover to snow to all areas will be happening. It's going to be very raw and nasty over the next 48 to 60 hours over the Midwest, especially the central and eastern Corn Belt and the Great Lakes.
Is this because of temperatures, snowfall, or wind, or a combination of all three?
All those things. This storm has everything with it. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's got plenty of cold air to tap into, a lot of warm air getting pushed out ahead of it, and a lot of good moisture inflow out of the Gulf. So this system is certainly going to be one that's going to be making headlines here over the next couple of days.
How much snowfall do you think?
Well, in the heaviest snow bands, I certainly see the potential of anywhere from 6 up to 15 inches of new snow. It is a fairly quick-moving system. Now, in some of the lake effect areas of Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, there could be more than that.
Oh, wow. And the heaviest snow band runs along the front the whole way or not?
Well, it's going to be on the northwest side of the storm. So if we were to look at the heaviest snow potential, it's going to be across portions of eastern Illinois into Indiana, then up into Michigan.
Well, and the only good news, I suppose, is the snowfall, once it comes through fairly quickly, and then we move back to warmer temperatures by the weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be very March-like. I know we're still in February, but it's a pattern that is showing signs of the roller coaster ride that we get into this time of year as the seasons want to change. And it looks like we're going to have more storms. I think folks should be prepared for this up-and-down pattern of storms coming through, warm-ups, and then storms again. I think there's not going to be any lack of stormy weather for most of the nation coast-to-coast over the next several weeks.
Turn your attention to some of the growing regions around the planet. Would you like to start in South America or somewhere else?
Well, certainly let's go ahead and go south. As we look at precipitation potential, the wettest areas will be the central and southern growing regions of Brazil, some areas of Argentina as well. Nothing excessive. But there is going to be a little bit of rain in the forecast, especially this weekend and next week. That may slow things down a bit for any operations down in the southern hemisphere if we're talking South America.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
Thank you.
That is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Don't forget to pick up your tickets for our All-Day Ag Outlook. That's coming up on the 8th day of March. Buy them now at willag.org, willag.org. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.